A man was once fishing by a stream, and he caught a fish. It was rather a rum-looking beast, a funny-shaped head, peculiar markings on its back, and so on, and the man had never seen anything quite like it before. So he filled his sandwich tin with water, which was a fairly big tin, about as long as that, and took the fish home, alive. When he got home, it was about 3/4 of an hour's walk, he found that all the water leaked out of the tin, but that the fish was still all right. Mind you, I don't say it wasn't rather distressed, because it undoubtedly must have been, but nothing very serious, and it soon recovered in a bucket of water. Now, the man was one of those scientific, inquiring sort of blokes who rather like to know, don't you know, and he tried an experiment with the sandwich tin. He filled it with water and timed it to see how long it took to leak dry. And to his great surprise, there wasn't a single drop left at the end of 11 minutes. Well, that meant that the fish had lived in a perfectly dry tin on a hot day for something like 34 minutes. Well, you'll admit that this was very strange. So he tried the fish with less and less water every day, until finally it was able to manage quite well in a box of damp straw, with just a source of water in the corner for drinking. Anyhow, time went on, and the fish got quite tame. They called it Hilarion. And it began to behave more and more like a dog every day. It used to flop out of its box and lie in front of the fire and get too hot and pant. You know, they even say it barked when the bell rang, but I don't quite believe that bit. On the other hand, I do know that it followed the man out for walks because I used to meet them. Well, one day they were on their way home after a long country ramble with Hilarion frisking on ahead, very full of beans, when they came to a stream with a little footbridge over it. You know those bridges with the planks set rather far apart so that you can see right down into the water? Well, it was one of those, and Hilarion, who wasn't looking a bit where he was going, fell through between two of the planks and was drowned. Wasn't it tragic?